$9,200 to $2,400 per month in an agreement with a tenant who then subbed up the apartment to Lauper. WOR time now is 3:03. Traffic, sports, and weather are on the way.
WOR, New York.
Charlie Pickett here for Andro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Andro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Andro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, ant blocks are bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. New Andro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Hello there, William Shatner here on Flight 105. Excuse me, ma'am, how did you book your ticket?
Well, I checked out all the best prices.
Now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy.
But I thought that,
No, now you can actually choose your flight, time, airline. So you probably wouldn't have to sit next to a schlub like that.
That's my husband.
I meant schlub in a positive way. The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save. Or still, name your own price and save even more.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
Well, you wait for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't you use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
It's 3:05 at WOR. Crossing the Hudson, George is located in and out of town. Inbound Holland from the Turnpike, 30 minutes, 15 from 109, outbound 20. Inbound Lincoln, 45 and delays outbound. Just a minor slowdown in sports. Mets lead Florida 2-1 in the seventh inning. Yankees play Boston tonight at the stadium. David Wells on the mound versus Mike Mussina. Game time 8:05. NBA playoff action. It'll be Miami and Detroit 8:05. That series tied 1-1. The WOR weather forecast for the remainder of this Sunday: partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunder showers. High 75 tonight. Cloudy skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Low 55 degrees for tomorrow, Memorial Day. Partly sunny with high near 79 degrees. Right now we have mostly sunny skies and 73 at WOR. The Wilner Window continues. Next news at 4 o'clock. I'm Karen McHugh from the WOR News Center.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie DeTomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. I'm standing in for Arnie Gatomo, who's off this weekend and hopefully enjoying this it's turning out to be a very beautiful Memorial Day weekend, and hope you are too, and glad we could share with you. With us here today is Dr. Richard Podell and Don Goldberg, and we'll be talking to you and answering your questions. Again, the number, 1-800-321-0710. This is a great time to call. We've got a number of lines open, so if you've had trouble getting through to the show before, well, right now is a great time to give us a try. Okay, let's get right back to Jimmy. In the first hour, at the end of the first hour, Jimmy was asking us about someone. Who is it? That your wife, was it? She has a pinched nerve and a lot of pain and discomfort. Apparently, she's going to be getting an MRI to get further analysis to see what's going on. Doc, you have any suggestions or comments?
Yeah, my concern is this. We don't really know if she has a pinched nerve.
Right.
Maybe she has a pinched nerve, and maybe she doesn't. The doctors want to do an MRI to make sure that there's nothing in the way of, say, a disc or something really bearing down on a nerve that can damage the nerve. And what I'm hearing Jimmy saying is, well, I don't want to do that, or I'm afraid to do that, because then they may find something serious that may require surgery.
No, I don't mind doing the MRI.
All right. Okay, see, we don't yet know whether this is a muscular problem, whether there's something structural impinging on the nerve. So that if what you're saying is I want to do something natural in the meantime, that's fair. But I thought you were hesitant to do the MRI because it might tell you she needs surgery.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm not doing the MRI at all.
And don't forget, a muscle spasm can be quite painful and debilitating. It may not. It could be just muscle spasm.
That's right, and we don't know. And you see, I'm not even so thrilled with the idea they've been doing chiropractic, because while chiropractic can help, if there is something structural, like a disc that's protruding, that's for sure that manipulating the neck is a good thing, that could make it worse. Unfortunately, I don't think we have any real natural pain medicines or muscle relaxants that are of good enough quality. I think medicines is the thing to use in this case, and I wouldn't hesitate in short term to use a narcotic medicine, to use a Valium-type muscle relaxant, because you really just have to get it through a period of days, a week, or something like that, till we understand what's going on. And that while we do have natural anti-inflammatories, ginger and all sorts of things like that, we don't know that this is inflammation. The bottom line is we just don't really know why she's in such pain.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with Dr. Podell. You know, we've said many times in the past that there is a time for conventional medicine, and when you have a severe pain, you're not going to find anything as strong as the medical, treatments, and that's the time when you use something like that. If they're giving her something to reduce the inflammation, I would continue utilizing that also. We do, as Dr. Podell mentioned, we do have natural things that can reduce inflammation. Are they as strong as the medication that she's been given? Well, perhaps not. Would it hurt to take a little bit extra fish oil and maybe some glucosamine and things of that sort, maybe some B12 or a good high potency B complex.
Tanny, maybe?
Yeah, it would hurt, probably not, but again, it's not going to take the place of those powerful medications that, at a time like this, may indeed be what you want.
Okay, well, I thank you very much for your help.
And good luck.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. Go on to our next call. Victor, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Victor?
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. Yes, I want to ask you a question. My father had a congestive heart failure in the last 4 years about three times, right? And basically, he just came out of the hospital like a couple of weeks ago. And I was looking at your book, and basically on page 267, there is an amino acid called Taurine. Okay. I was wondering, to get your opinion about that.
Would that, by the way, be the best supplement for your health?
Yes.
Written by
yes,
Arnie
sir.
Homer and
yes,
John Goldberg?
That's right.
Okay. Good choice.
Uh-huh.
Well, why don't we get it from the horse's mouth? What do you think, Don?
Are you calling me a horse? Number one, the congestive heart failure is a serious problem, and of course you have to have it handled by a physician. Taurine is a very interesting, it's an amino acid. It's been used for things like congestive heart failure for several reasons. For one thing, it seems to be a component of heart muscle, has an effect on enhancing heart muscle function. It seems to have a diuretic action, a natural diuretic action. So again, it's one of these things, we're not saying, you have congestive heart failure. Uh, here go buy a bottle of the taurine capsules and it's going to solve it. What they're pointing out is that taurine is one of the things that you can be doing as an overall program to help treat somebody with congestive heart failure.
Right.
That would include, of course, magnesium and maybe carnitine and CoQ10 and arginine, maybe even a little bit of creatine can be helped, herbs like hawthorn and so forth. So you would make it a part of an overall program.
So that would, again, I think it's worth repeating, the nutrients that Don mentioned, all have been shown in studies to be effective in helping people with damaged heart or congestive heart problems. Again, it's taurine, coenzyme Q10, L-carnitine, magnesium. Check with your doctor and ask him, and maybe these might be of help to you.
One other thing, do you have an opinion about the B vitamins too? Like, I seen an article like vitamin B1 and B4 basically could help
for heart disease or
sort of congestive heart failure. Yeah. I seen an article on that too.
Yeah, we have an opinion. You should definitely be taking good, healthy doses of the B vitamins. If you, of course, I could say that for almost any condition. If you're asking me, is there a special requirement or an unusually high requirement for those particular B vitamins for someone with that particular problem, I would say not that I'm aware of, but I don't really think that's an appropriate concern because, the other things that we mentioned are more uniquely specific to that problem. Taking a B complex, taking extra B1, taking extra B12, or better yet, a good broad-spectrum multivitamin rich in those B vitamins is, of course, something we constantly harp on as being the cornerstone of any program. I would not want you to be taking extra, for example, extra magnesium or extra taurine without also taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, especially one rich in the B vitamins.
Thank you, Victor, and good luck. Okay, we're going to take a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. We've got a number of open lines, and of course, if you're a regular listener and you've tried calling us and had to wait, well, I don't think today's going to be a problem. We've got a few open lines, so give us a call. Number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided eating well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness.
Bottled in amber glass for greater protection. Tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
In 1997, something big for women started in a very quiet way. A new brand, Emerita, emerged with a clear and simple vision to develop natural alternatives for women struggling alone with the confusions of menopause. Emerita offers women a new choice, a gentle way to regain their balance as they step off the treadmill of their monthly cycle. Emerita's flagship product, Progest, the original natural progesterone cream, says it all. We focus on progesterone and use only USP progesterone, which is bioidentical to what your body makes. Progest is available in a gentle cream absorbed through the skin. Today, Progest is the first choice of three generations of women, and Emerita is the leading women's wellness brand nationwide. But Emerita doesn't stop there. We support menstrual health in younger women and offer products that help all women to greater levels of sexual enjoyment. You can find Emerita products at natural product retailers nationwide, as well as at our website at www.emerita.com. That's E-M-E-R-I-T-A. This is your life. We're simply here to help you live it well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilma Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg. And I'm also going to give, before we get back to the phones, I want to give Dr. Potel a chance to speak a little bit. I want to point out there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other cannot do, someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who is now going to tell you about his practice and how he can be reached. Dr. Podell?
Well, thank you very much, Sam, and welcome to the summer.
Summer's here.
We are practicing what we call integrative medicine, which means we try to combine the best of standard medical diagnosis and treatment with the holistic support for the natural healing systems, and that means nutrition, means mind-body techniques, it means herbs, it means other techniques, which we feel in our experience has been that people with complicated illnesses, by and large, will do better if you look at the sleep and the stress and the digestion and the liver toxicities and all those kind of parameters, as well as the standard medical treatments. So we tend to see people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Wendy King, my nurse practitioner, runs an autism and pediatric behavioral program. And most anything that's complicated that hasn't responded to the simple therapies is something that I think can be useful. So we are in New Jersey. We are in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 218-9191. Area code 973. And on the web, it's Podell, P-O-D-E-L-L. Who's it called? Podell. No, what's it called? Dr. Podell. That's awesome.
DrPodell.org.
Yes, DrPodell.org. I haven't signed on to my own site of late. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Podell.
Hey, Sam, let me ask Dr. Podell a question if we have a second.
Sure.
I know that you were at a meeting or a seminar or something on chronic fatigue syndrome a few weeks ago, perhaps, was it?
Well, I gave a talk to the State Family Practice Society on fibromyalgia, which sort of like is almost the same as chronic fatigue syndrome.
Well, okay, look, we started off the show today talking about B12, which to some degree is connected to fatigue and low energy and so forth. You, I know in the past, have been involved in several clinical trials with chronic fatigue. You sort of specialize in it.
Yep.
It seems to me that I don't get as many people asking about chronic fatigue anymore. Have you cured everybody, or is it as much of a problem as it used to be, or has there been new, you know, what's happened? What's the latest going on?
The latest is that the Center for Disease Control has done some very nice research to show that this is a physical ailment, that a whole bunch of genes that shouldn't be turned on are turned on, and these are causing an inflammation. But we've not made a whole lot of progress in how to treat it, particularly in terms of any conventional medicines. There are no conventional medicines. In our office, we use a more holistic approach with nutrition and mind-body techniques, and we make progress, although we don't usually cure. This is in contrast, let's say, to the fibromyalgia muscle pain group, where we've made a lot of progress and we can get people a lot better and we have a lot of different things to offer. So it may be in part that people in chronic fatigue have given up because they've batted around and not found good therapies. I think in the next few years we will be seeing progress because at least one branch of the federal government, the Center for Disease Control, has made this a major priority.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that I always tell people, in my limited capacity in this regard, is that the first thing to try when you have a problem like chronic fatigue or low energy, you know, that's probably even more a common question. You know, I don't seem to have much energy. Is what I say the first thing to do is to make sure that you don't have any what we call subclinical deficiencies. Make sure that you're getting optimal levels of all of these various nutrients. You know, don't just go out and, you know, what's your strongest ginseng supplement or something. So the first thing that I recommend is to make sure that you're covering yourself, getting optimal nutrition, all of these nutrients, if there are any subclinical deficiencies, that you're covering those. And my suspicion is that many people are helped by this.
Good point. That's true.
You hear?
That's true.
Thanks, Don, and thank you, Dr. Podell. And let's get back to the calls. Susie, are you live on the Wilner Window? How can we help you today, Susie?
Yes, I'd like to find out. I've been looking on the web of if there's a natural cure for bipolar. The only thing I see is lithium, and I'm taking it. I'd love to get off of it.
Well, this is one of the paradoxes. Lithium, of course, is a natural product. It's also, as products go, relatively toxic. In high doses, it's not at all toxic in low doses, and I know that Sam's telling me he sells lithium over the counter, right, in low doses.
What means low doses and what means high? What would you consider?
Well, I don't know
less than 900 milligrams.
Yeah, the doses that Sam would be selling would be probably in the 100 to 300 milligram range. But the other natural products that can help depression are tricky in bipolar. So, for instance, SAMI and inositol, which are both seem to be effective in unipolar depression, can turn a person in bipolar from depression to manic phase. And that's true of most of your antidepressants, whether natural or pharmaceutical. So that what's lacking, the trick is in bipolar, is to treat the depression, but also have what's called a mood stabilizer on board. And there are a number of pharmacological mood stabilizers, and then one natural mood stabilizer that we really know about, which is lithium. The other natural...
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. What is toxic about lithium in high doses?
Well, in high doses, it can make people lose their balance, they get confused, aside from gaining weight. In other words, the reason why doctors do lithium levels, and they should if you're taking lithium, is because if you go to relatively high doses, but not outlandishly high doses, you can start seeing toxicity. That is, unlike, let's say, vitamin B12, where you can take 1,000 times the recommended allowance and be just fine. In lithium, you may, if you go even to like double what you should be taking, you can get into trouble. That is, there's a much narrower margin. And yet, it is a natural product, and it's one of the best mood stabilizers out there. And we don't have any other natural products that are as good as mood stabilizers. Indeed, it isn't clear that any of the drugs are as good or better than lithium as a mood stabilizer. So we have a lot of natural products for unipolar depression, but not a lot for the manic phase of bipolar.
Right. So I appreciate you helping me. I guess I got to stay with this.
Yes. Okay. There are other substitutes of lithium, though, other drugs that may be less toxic in their own way. Neurontin and Seroquel and those sorts of things are being used. There's actually quite a lot of choices. Fish oil, by the way, seems to be helpful in the depression phase of bipolar, and so far, at least, nobody has accused it of creating manic.
Right.
But it's not going to substitute the therapy.
Not going to substitute for the lithium, and nor do we even know for sure is it really completely safe because it hasn't been studied that much.
Lithium?
No, I'm talking about fish oil. Fish oil serves as an antidepressant, and so far, nobody has said that it can trip you into manic. But the fact is that almost everything that's good for depression can slip bipolar people into manic, and that's what the caution
problem
is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have people been on looking for years without any problems?
Decades. Decades and decades, yes. It's one of the oldest nutritional medicines around.
Thanks for that call, Susie. Okay, it's time for a quick break, including a check on traffic. This is Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment. But first, if you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is a popular product in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, 4 from herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and one herb that tones and revitalizes. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days. The perfect complement to any weight loss program, including low-carb diets. The 4-3-2-1 herbal diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones from Health from the Sun. Available along with all other fine Health from the Sun products at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. Now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Diane De La Vera.
Good afternoon, everyone. In North Jersey, eastbound Route 80, accident cleared at exit 54 in total on the Hudson River, the inbound Holland Tunnel. 40 minutes now from the New Jersey Turnpike, 20 minutes from Routes 1 and 9, and 20 minutes leaving the city. The inbound Lincoln is less than 10 minutes. Outbound looks good. Both ways at the George Washington Bridge, less than 5 minutes. The Tappan Zee Bridge is slow into Rockland County and Orange County, eastbound Route 84. We have an accident at exit 6 in Newburgh. Westbound Cross Bronx Expressway is slow from Bronx River Parkway to the George. In Manhattan, southbound West Side Highway is heavy from 95th to 50th Streets. And also the Manhattan-bound Brooklyn Bridge is heavy. This report brought to you by Chase, home of maximum strength checking and free access to over 6,600 Bank One and Chase ATMs nationwide. I'm Diane De La Vera for WOR Traffic.
You can count on Jarrow Formulas to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplement technology. Jarrow has a new product called Alka 500 that contains acetyl-L-carnitine arginate. This patented molecule provides the benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and L-arginine, all in one highly bioavailable compound. Alka 500 is ideal for anyone with heart disease as it improves blood flow, improves energy, and supports heart function. It is also recommended as a possible treatment for male infertility. Alka 500 from Jarrow Formulas. The benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and arginine combined in one compound. Alka 500 and the entire line of cutting-edge Jarrow Formula products are available at Wilner Chemists, and all are discounted 20% off list price.
We're pleased to announce that at Wilner Chemists we now carry Sierra Sil. Sierra Sil is a naturally occurring mineral composite found only in the high Sierra Mountains, containing numerous macro and trace minerals with unique properties. What type of unique properties? Well, Sierra Sil has been shown to improve joint mobility and flexibility quickly and effectively. Sierra Sil joint formula, which contains the natural Sierra mineral complex alone, or Sierra Sil joint plus, which also contains cat's claw, a new effective way to support joint function. After the recent news about Vioxx and other joint pain medications, the availability of natural joint support supplements like Sierra Sil is all the more important. Be sure to tune in to the Wilner Window next week on June 12th when we will, when we will interview Carol Simon-Tachi, author of the book Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Let me correct myself. That was June 12th. I guess it's the week after next, isn't it?
Yeah, and by the way, next week we have Lorna Vanderhage on as our guest. So we have two guests, two excellent guests coming up over the next 2 weeks.
So you'll want to tune in. Okay, before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale that's in effect at Wilner Chemist. We have the entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, along with Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, and Alveda Tea, all on sale at 30% off list price. We also have our 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist's reference catalog. It's available, filled with health information and product data. And if you don't have a copy, you can just call 1-800-633-1106. You choose option number 3. There'll be a chance to record your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilnerwith2ls.com.
And, of course, don't forget that you can also pick up one at either of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store in Midtown. It's at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And, of course, we have a store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, near City Hall. That's where Sam Forbes hangs out. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don, and let's get right back to the phones. Let's talk to Marie. Marie, you're live on the Wilner Window. What's your question today, Marie?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to lower a high viral load of Epstein Barr that I have. I'd like to know how Dr. Podell goes about it.
How do you go about it, Dara?
Well, usually when people say they have a high viral load of Epstein Barr, that isn't what the data really shows. So how do they make this diagnosis?
Well, I did have a blood test. I mean, antibodies were.
Okay. Antibody levels do not tell you you're a load of Epstein-Barr. It just shows that you've been exposed, that your body has antibodies against it, but that except for unusually high levels, the level of antibody doesn't seem to correlate with how people feel. That is, they can feel miserable with low antibodies or feel wonderful with high antibodies. So that the object of the game isn't to lower the Epstein-Barr virus titer. And we don't really have evidence at this point that most people, the Epstein-Barr virus is what's causing the problem. Presumably you're chronically tired or something of that sort. So that to a large degree, the Epstein-Barr virus turns out to be a red herring. And so that while there are antivirals that can attack Epstein-Barr virus, that really isn't what we do for most people. That is, I don't think that's really what the cause of the problem is usually.
Let's find out, Marie. Do you have symptoms? Are you tired?
Well, I mean, I do have a suppressed immune function. I mean, and, you know, I have chronic candida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I became aware of this because I had large red blood cells that didn't seem to respond to the vitamin therapy. And so, you know, there's a feeling that there's a bone marrow suppression there. And so, I mean, I was tested for a number of things, and, you know, the final conclusion was that, you know, I had a reactivated Epstein-Barr, you know, that had been latent for a long time.
Are you working with an alternative for...
I had been. I'm not now. I mean, I'm not now.
See, the way that I try and do this is usually, since the antivirals don't usually work, is to try and get you better in a health-wise. So, for instance, we would treat the yeast. We would look at the, try to optimize your sleep. We would give you nutritional immune support factors and basically try and jumpstart your body's natural healing systems, because it turns out that you'd like to give an antiviral drug, but in fact it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There are ways to boost your immune system, perhaps, you know, with nutrients, NAC, and there's a study showing that certain nutrients like NAC can help support, you know, your immune system. There's herbs that do it, like echinacea and astragalus, and some of the micro-medicinals might be helpful, but that's something you have to...
Yeah, but Sam, you know, I think this is very interesting, and it concerns me because I think this happens every now and then. Here, I think we have somebody who might possibly be more concerned about treating a test result than they are about treating or curing an actual health problem. And you have to be careful with this, you know, especially, you know, a lot of people run a lot of tests. Some doctors run a lot of tests, and some people who may be, I'm trying to be diplomatic, maybe sometimes more tests are run than perhaps really ought to be run. And then you see results on these tests, and you start going off on tangents based upon the test results, and it may really, it may or may not really be pertinent. It's like Dr. Padel said, yeah, you can see it. In fact, we've had two calls today. The call about the high B12 in some ways is in the same category. Don't treat the test result, treat the health problem. And don't lay awake at night worrying about the health, about the test result. Worry about the health problem, if there really is one.
Right. FEVR might be associated with rhinitis or upper respiratory problems, which is, you could treat those separately.
As Dr. Padel pointed out, she may not even have Epstein-Barr virus.
Right.
You see, the antibodies are generated when you were exposed. You may have been exposed at one time. Mm-hmm. You may have no Epstein-Barr virus now, but that test may have a high titer.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not mean what she thinks it means.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Dr. Padel, and thank you, Marie. Let's go on to our next call. Cindy, you're live in the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Cindy?
Yes, before I go into my question regarding anemia, I understand you talked about Meniere's earlier. How can I obtain that information? Because I missed it.
We don't have any information.
Yeah, we mentioned things like ginkgo and flavonoids, but we really didn't have any hard evidence showing any particular one of these things being specifically good. Ginkgo has been shown in some studies to be beneficial with dizziness along with the cognitive benefits. So you may want to try ginkgo, a good quality ginkgo. Nature's Way ginkgo is a good one. But outside of that, we sort of shrugged our shoulders, Cindy, unfortunately. Did you have another question?
Yes, pertaining to anemia.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best way to treat anemia? I understand that they give B12 shots.
Depends on what type of anemia, and your doctor would be able to tell you that. And if it's anemia, it's going to be a deficiency of iron, B12, or folate, and I think your doctor would be able to tell you that.
I see. And then can these products be bought over the counter?
Well, absolutely.
Is there anything that Wilner sells in the store that would be beneficial?
Wilner sells everything.
We have it all. There actually are some pretty unique products. As long as you're asking, for instance, Solgar has something called Hematinic. I think it's a very beneficial product. It contains everything to help normalize and build blood. It has the iron, the gentle form of iron, which seems to not cause constipation. It's got the B12. It's got the, I think it's got a little B6 and folic acid in a base of liver, desiccated liver, which has factors that help build blood. So there's some unique products like that. Enzymatic has something else like that along those lines. So there are definitely some very beneficial products out there.
Mm-hmm. So if I come to the store, I can get sufficient guidance as to which one product would help me.
Well, guidance you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah, but I'm still curious. Do you have anemia?
I'm sorry?
Have you been diagnosed with anemia?
I don't have the lab report before me, so I don't know.
Did your doctor say that you have anemia?
Yes.
Did he say what kind of anemia?
No, that's...
Did he tell you to do anything about it?
He just gave me a one shot of B12, and they want me to take Epogen, but Epogen is cost prohibitive. So,
Dr. Padel, what is Epogen?
Well, Epogen is a biotech type product that makes blood cells grow, and it's very useful. It's usually used with cancer chemotherapy if the blood cells have been knocked down. But in this case, it's being used simply because it's a severe anemia. So what that suggests is that they've done some thinking about what kind of anemia it is. Sounds like they don't know, but it sounds like it's severe enough to justify these measures. But it is expensive. And I take you don't have insurance?
No, I do not.
I don't know how it is with Epogen, but many of the drug companies have programs for people of modest income where they can get their drug free. I don't know if Epogen does. It's an unusually expensive one, so it may not. But most of the drug companies, for most of the standard products, people don't know about it and they don't publicize it a lot, but the doctor can go to the drug company and get free products. in many cases.
You see, what I'm, my concern for you is I want to make sure that if you need something, you know, the appropriate treatment for your problem, that that's what you get. I don't want, you know, if you come into Wilner's and you want something like the product that Sam mentioned, or whatever, sure, we'll be happy to give that to you. But I think, as Dr. Padel pointed out, if your doctor felt that you had a sufficient, at least severe problem to require a drug of that strength, maybe you should go back or call him up and say, look, you know, unfortunately, this is very expensive. I don't have coverage. I can't afford this. What should I do? And see what the doctor says. If he cares, I would think that he would try to find either some other type of treatment or medication or do something about it.
Okay, Cindy?
Does that make sense, Dr. Padel? Am I off base here or am I on base?
It was fine except for if the doctor cares. I don't think that's the doesn't care. But see, what also is unclear is I think you haven't had a good discussion with the doctor of what's wrong, because Epogen is not used for mild anemia. It sounds like it must be a fairly severe anemia, and I'll bet you they have some idea of why it is, but that they haven't communicated with you. So I think if you talk to them, and if you they can't get satisfaction, talk to a blood specialist and get their opinion.
All right. I'll follow up on your suggestion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Let's go on. It's time for a break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, nutrition in general, feel free to give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Ford.
This is Don Goldberg. Who cares?
And I sure don't. This is Dr. Richard Fogel.
Who cares? We'll be back in just a moment.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cells, heart cells, liver cells, breast cells, prostate cells, intestinal cells.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbamine, F4, SMAC, and fructosylarginase. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or an ordinary supplement, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website, www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10 mL dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes. I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're talking to you. The number here, let's give it one last time just in case, 1-800-321-0710, and we're going to be talking to Susan now. Susan, you're live on the Willow Window. How can we help you today, Susan?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. My question is about the strontium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't take it at the same time as calcium. Now, you can't take calcium at the same time as you take thyroid medication. How far apart is going magnesium if you want to take
that? That's like a catch-22. Basically,
yeah, honey,
you can't take anything.
Yeah, that's what I figured out. Yeah, I get out of hours in a day.
Best thing to do is not to take, well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, there may be some theoretical reasons why you can't do that, but does anybody want to comment on this?
Well, in terms of the strontium, I have seen some people suggesting that you don't take it at the same time as you take calcium. Whether it really needs to be paid attention to, I don't know. I think the reasoning behind that is that they sort of compete with each other for the a deposition in the bone matrix or something like that. I think they suggest giving an hour or so in between. Whether that's really something to be concerned about, I think still remains to be seen. As a general rule, as we've mentioned many, many times in the past when it comes to some of these questions, you don't forget how your body was designed to be obtaining all these various nutrients. Your body was designed to get these things, calcium, magnesium, and strontium perhaps from food, and they come mixed together in food. You eat them as a mixture. So as a general rule, I don't normally concern myself too much about trying to separate these things.
I would agree with you. I mean, when you read about minerals and you do a little, you look at biochemistry of minerals, yes, they do interact with each other. They do bind up, perhaps, with each other. But I think you're right. I mean, I think
it's a natural thing. I mean, that's what they do, and that's, you know, and that doesn't mean that you can't derive benefit from them when you ingest them that way.
In terms of the thyroid medication, I mean, Dr. Podell, have you heard anything about calcium, magnesium, or anything contraindicated?
Well, I think there may be some absorption issues with calcium and thyroid. Mm-hmm. I know there is with iron and thyroid, so that you want to give them at different times, but you can take them both to just remove them by a few hours.
Yeah, I don't think it's too complicated. Just take your thyroid medicine in a certain time of day, perhaps in the morning, and take your minerals later.
A couple of hours is sufficient.
My guess, probably.
Yeah. One maybe an hour before a meal, take one after meals.
I mean, it takes about an hour, maybe 2 hours for your stomach to empty, or probably less, but, you know, that should be sufficient amount of time. Thank you, Susan. Okay, let's go on to our next call. Judith, you're live in the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Judith?
Yes, I'm taking Escalus, and I'd like to know how I could lose weight. It's made me gain quite a bit of weight.
Oh, you mean lithium. Escalus is a brand of lithium.
Yes. Okay.
That's a problem. That's one of the side effects of lithium. I don't think we really understand how it works, why it does that. In some people, lithium will damage the thyroid, and that would make you gain weight,
right,
and that can be checked.
But
in most people, it simply makes you gain weight, and we don't understand why, and I don't think we have a good way around it. Now, there are other medicines that can be used for bipolar that could be as good as lithium, but that's sort of a technical detail that the psychiatrist has to figure out whether it is worth trying to switch, because lithium has been around the longest, it's very effective, and it has certain side effects. So do you want to try another one that might not work as well?
Yes.
You got to talk with them.
I want to ask you about L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I read in one of the women's newsletters, Dr. Larks, that helps you lose weight.
Well, it's been alleged, but I don't think there's any good data on that.
And I also think it has to be incorporated in kind of a weight loss program.
Yeah. It may have some modest benefit, but I wouldn't count on it very much.
Right.
What it comes down to. Now, I think the thing to do is talk to your doctor and see if would they be comfortable trying a different set of medicines that might be less weight gaining than just the lithium.
Okay. I don't know if this makes me hungrier or just bloated or what, you know.
Well, I mean, do you feel like you overeat or you have too much of an appetite?
Yeah, I feel like I have a good appetite and bloated a little.
There maybe you can benefit from something like some fiber. PGX fiber we carry at Wilner's is actually quite remarkable in its ability to stave off hunger and appetite, and it's probably, you know, it's extremely safe. It's probably good for you.
Maybe I'll try that. PGX fiber?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. It's very good. It also comes as also a meal replacement in a formula, WellMedX meal replacement. Very good product. So you can take the fiber by itself, or you can take it incorporated in the meal replacement. You can replace one or even two meals if you like.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's very effective.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate.
Thank you, Judith. Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Well, I just wondered if maybe it wouldn't hurt to just take a moment to explain why we didn't get excited about carnitine for weight loss. Carnitine, I think the reason that people thought it might be effective for weight loss is that one of the things carnitine does, it enhances the movement of fats or triglycerides out of your bloodstream, sort of enhances their movement into the cell where they go to the mitochondria and they kind of burned off and give energy, okay? So it kind of clears fats from the cells, from the bloodstream. Well, one can say, oh, gee, this is a good thing. Number one, maybe it'll enhance energy. It's sort of like throwing more wood onto a fire, okay? Well, that may be true. Where do you get the wood from? If you're pulling the wood out of the bloodstream, maybe it'll help to get rid of wood. In other words, maybe it'll help you lose weight by moving fats through more quickly. That part of it just doesn't really seem to be all that much of an influence on weight loss, and I think that's the only a reason that it's even thought of as being helpful in that condition. So among all the various things that can be helpful for weight loss, carnitine is not at the top of the list.
Thank you, Don. Okay, let's go on to our next call. Betty from Queens, you're live on the Wilma Window. How can we help you today, Betty?
Yes, I have rheumatoid arthritis bad, and I'm taking oxycontin 40 milligrams a day.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor tells me that we could even go higher. I'm not too happy with this drug. Is it safe to take or what?
Well, it's a narcotic, and it's very constipating.
It is, definitely.
Yeah, and if you're not a drug abusive type, you don't get too constipated, then simply being addicted actually isn't all that harmful, and their doctors are of mixed opinions. There are many doctors who won't give narcotics or pain unless it's, you know, late stage cancer or something. There are many who feel that you give what it takes to deal with the pain, and that would include these kind of medicines, providing you're the kind of person that isn't likely to abuse it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So I wouldn't criticize you for taking it, or I wouldn't criticize the doctor. Whether it's worth it to you really depends on how much relief you get versus what are the side effects.
Right now, for the first time, my right ankle is swollen. Has that got anything to do with this medication?
Probably not.
No, I better check that out.
Yeah.
Have you considered or have you used some of the, like the glucosamine product?
I'm taking that. I'm taking glucosamine. I'm also taking the fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, something, I'll tell you something that's sometimes missed with rheumatoid arthritis is that many rheumatoids, I'd say a quarter of rheumatoids, will also have fibromyalgia. And the anti-inflammatory rheumatoid pain medicines are not very good for that. But the kinds of things like Neurontin, tricyclic antidepressants, there's a new drug called Cymbalta, those are real good for the fibromyalgia part, but not at all good for the rheumatoid part.
Oh,
and so the fact that you've needed to go up onto these really bad pain medicines, is that because you've got a lot of inflammation, or is that because you have a fibromyalgia on top that might be treatable with less addictive medicines?
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Not to mention natural products, which is a whole other area.
Right, and taking vitamins and taking, you know, Centrum Silver. I don't know, it seems like I'm taking so much, but I can't honestly say it's helping me.
Well, one thing I would suggest strongly is that you make sure you tune in to next week's show, where we have Helladrine is going to be the topic, Lorna Van Hagee talking about it, which might be of interest to you, and the following week where we have the guest talking about the Sierra Sil.
Okay, so listen up, Sierra Sil and Helladrine, two, I think, look like pretty exciting products, and we carry them at Wilner's, so take a listen and take a look, and, well, let's see, we've got this crescent building crescendo music. Oh, that's exciting. That's really amazing. Anyway, well, it looks like it's time to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. You're, of course, invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist Stores in Midtown 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central, or the downtown store at 253 Broader, right across from City Hall. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AMHE radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
Charlie Pickett here for Amgrove. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about new Amgrove Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amgrove Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, ant blocks are bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. New Amgrove Ant Block. Stuff them on the outside before they come inside.
Hello there, William Shatner here on flight 105. Excuse me, ma'am, how did you book your ticket?
Well, I checked out all the best prices.
Now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy.
But I thought that,
No, not even actually. Choose your flight, time, airline.
So you probably wouldn't have to sit next to a schlub like that.
That's my husband.
I meant schlub in a positive way. The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save, or still, name your own price and save even more.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big, evil taco is haunting me. You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the...